Downloading.
Downloading.
Audio.
Nonstop.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast.
It's no fun being sidelined or stuck or ashamed or silenced. I'm Scott on SOS Radio, and we're talking to Leanna Tinkersley today at SOS Radio. She actually has a new book. It's called Always We Begin Again. Oh, life has this interesting way of just kind of pushing us aside, makes us feel like we're pushed into a corner. Sometimes it makes us feel like, you know, we're just supposed to be quiet because things keep happening, and we want to break through, but we end up dealing with the drama in front of us. We don't see the future.
It is an issue I think that so many of us deal with, whether it's like a giant life transition, a new season in life, or it's just simply having a bad day and needing to get back up again and finish your afternoon or start fresh the next morning. And I started out my journey of motherhood with twins, and I just remember that season being super overwhelming, and my love was huge, my fear of messing up was huge, all these things. And I was beginning again in my life, and I just felt overwhelmed a lot. And it was during that time that I read this line from the ancient monk, Saint Benedict. And it was just this, these four words, always we begin again. And that idea and that concept has just traveled with me since and helped me break through that enormous landscape of either I'm a success or I'm a failure, I'm perfect or I'm doomed. And actually, life is so much more about just beginning again, moment by moment.
It's interesting how life just throws these curveballs at us, and a lot of times it's like we want to focus on the future, but we feel like we just keep getting pulled back again and again. We're talking to Leanna Tinkersley today at SOS Radio. She has a book. It's called Always We Begin Again. There's about 100 devotionals in this book, 100 different encouraging thoughts to help us just sort of reset when we feel like those curveballs feel like they're just a little too much.
That's right. And reset is such a good word because we can get in our heads just like we're drowning in these circumstances or in these thoughts inside of our heads. And they can just so quickly sideline us, and we need a reset. And so what I've written and collected here is just 100 short, brief readings to help remind you the truth that we know, but we forget that there's a hand reaching towards you. There's always a hand reaching towards you. There's always grace available, and there's always a chance to begin again. And we forget this, don't we? Like, we just think, oh, it's over. It's over for me. But it's not the truth. We can always step into the next moment. We just need a reminder that that's the truth and that that's a possibility.
You know, in Isaiah 30, it says, in returning and rest, you shall be saved. And we're talking with Leanna Tinkersley today at SOS Radio. And in your book, Always We Begin Again, you have a devotional where you sort of talk about your nine-year-old self, almost like feeling like a deer in the headlights, you know, just all these raw nerve endings, just feeling like outside your own skin, uncomfortable with your own self, and just trying to flesh things out. She's both frozen and skittish, and she's deeply needy. She wants my time and my attention and my constant care, and she deserves all the love in the entire world, and she deserves time and attention and constant care. But it's really getting to that version of yourself, you know, and the problem is we can't give her everything she needs.
That's so true. Yeah, when I was 9, my parents went through a divorce, and I think there's a part of me that just got stuck. And some of us can relate to that. There's still that really raw, vulnerable, needy 9-year-old that's in us, or however old we were when we went through that really hard thing. And that version of us is sort of always the one that's in charge because they have the biggest needs and the loudest voice, and they're scared and they're worried about risk and worried about going through a hard thing all over again. And what I talk about in that particular piece is about bringing her to God and realizing that he's the one that has to meet her needs and has to walk with her, that I can't be the one to heal her and solve all of her problems. And I certainly, as a 43-year-old woman now, can't allow my 9-year-old self to be the one in charge all the time. And so that particular piece is really the deep work of bringing those scared, vulnerable parts of ourselves, hurt parts of ourselves to God, and allow him to do the healing so that we can begin again, because they want to hold us back sometimes.
It's like in our culture, we just start to believe that it's our job to fix ourselves, and we realize, you know what, there's so many fragmented and broken pieces in our culture. It's not about putting the pieces back together ourselves. It's about abiding in Christ.
Yeah, it is so true. And the subtitle of the book is Stepping into the Next New Moment. And if we try to be the ones to keep ourselves together, put all those pieces back together, what ends up happening is we can't do it. So we ignore them. Or we get consumed by them and we can't step into the next new moment that God's always inviting us into. And so it's not just our efforts, it's his work, right, that help us begin again. This isn't us just pulling ourselves up by our own bootstraps and mustering and striving into the next new moment. It's his invitation that allows us to step into the next moment in our lives, and his healing works. I completely agree with you. There's all these pieces of ourselves that we don't have the strength in and of ourselves to perfect.
You know, every new day is an opportunity to start fresh, to start again. And we're talking with Leanna Tinkersley today on SOS Radio. And you just wrote a book called Always We Begin Again. And you talk a little bit about a friend that you found out was ill and not really expected to live. And you talked about how, like, just really understanding. It's just someone who has so much to live for, someone who has so much vibrancy and vitality that could be taken from us. And you just go, why? And we know there's pain in this world. We know there's loss. But we still go on. We still push through. But it's okay to ask those tough questions.
It is. And I think that sometimes, especially those of us who maybe have had faith for many years or grown up with our faith and, you know, we're decades in, something happens and it jolts us. And it's hard on so many levels. Losing this friend was just devastating to me and to our community. It was so unexpected. And even though I have a rich history with God, I have to admit that it shook me. If this can happen to this person and he can be taken away from us in a moment, what else is possible? What other guarantees was I counting on that may not be there? And so I think that even in our faith, we have this rich history of faith that we can call on, but it's also okay to have to begin again with God sometimes too and say, I don't understand. I need you to come and sit with me and to walk me through this because I don't get why this is happening. I need your comfort. I need you to show me what it means to mourn and to grieve and to show up for others that are also mourning and grieving in this situation. And also that grief is always kind of a new experience, that most of us aren't experts at grieving, you know, and life brings grief to us and we realize, oh, okay, this is a new season and a new stage and that requires grace. And slowing down and receiving the gifts that God has for me in this time of grief. So yes, I think beginning again happens sometimes when we least expect it, and it brings a lot out of us.
It's interesting when we go through trauma, when we go through pain, when we go through just terrible situations, we want to ask why? And you get to that place where we want Jesus to solve our problems, but a lot of times he's looking at it like, hey, I want to walk with you through this. I want you to abide in me and trust me. This isn't about the problems. This is about eternity. And we just see the short-sighted part where he sees the whole timeline of all eternity and where we fit into that. But in your book, Always We Begin Again, we really talk about stepping into those new moments. Leanna Tinkersley's on the phone with us today. And it's interesting because we want closure in our problems, but a lot of times we're trying to go back to who we were before, but it's really about beginning again because sometimes we're a different person and we are walking with a limp, but we still get to walk forward.
That's right. And this idea of beginning, the word begin, it's really interesting. I went back and looked at the etymology of it because I was spending so much time with this word. I wanted to kind of know, well, where did this come from? What is this about? The word begin is actually a very unique word. There are very few other words like it in its etymology, which I find fascinating. The definition of it or the etymology suggests that the word means to open or to open up. And so each day begins anew. Seasons in our life begin anew. There are times when God is saying, I want to do a work in your life that's going to be new. I'm inviting you into new territory. And every time we go through a beginning, it requires us to open up. And that's vulnerable work. You know, most of us, like you're saying, we'd rather have control. We'd rather stay protected. We'd rather kind of stay in our corner and clutch on to what we know. And so often I find the work that God's doing in our lives is inviting us into a new place that requires us to open our hands to the unknown, to let go of our control and our solutions and our fixes, and to surrender to the work that God wants to do, and to realize that that's not always going to be easy. Sometimes we pretend like, okay, well, if I just follow God, it's going to be easy and it's all going to work out. And I think most of us know it's not. It's surgical, incisive work. It's vulnerable work to allow God to enter into those places in us that we'd rather keep stuck. But I think about that. Oh, yeah, beginning means I have to open up. And it's often in the place where I want to stay shut and want to grab for control. But that's not the work of transformation, and that's not the work of growth.
I feel like most of us make bad decisions as our default when we've been hurt. I'm Scott on SOS Radio. And we're talking with Leanna Tankersley on SOS. And, you know, when we're tempted to just turn off our love for someone, or we just don't want to love anymore, we don't want to forgive, and we go back to the place where we own, you know what, I'm hurt, and I'm defaulting back to this place of just shutting down and just blocking my heart and not shining my light because I want to dwell in this, but what do we need to do when we get to that place where we can acknowledge, you know what, maybe I'm just making some bad decisions here. I need to go back to what God's word says about forgiveness and moving forward.
It's so true. It's so good. I find that there's kind of three areas where I focus on this concept of beginning again and these places in our lives where we need to begin again. And one is beginning again with God, which we talked about. And then there's also beginning again with ourselves, because sometimes we're our own worst enemy, right? And we keep ourselves stuck and we self-sabotage and make poor decisions. We have to begin again with ourselves. But the third area, and this is so tricky, especially with those super difficult relationships in our lives, and like you said, in those places we've been hurt, is beginning again with others. And I just believe that there are gifts in opening ourselves up to forgiveness, to putting the past behind us, that holding grudges, holding on to anger, and holding on to the toxic loop of unforgiveness that they will never give. You know, we may feel power, we may feel a sense of one-upmanship, but that lasts for only so long, and it really ends up robbing us. And so I often think, okay, you know, how can I begin again with this person? And it doesn't mean that just because I forgive them, all is forgotten and even all is restored. Sometimes that's not possible. But is there a way that I could reach toward this person and make amends, or at least, at the very least, say, God, I'm holding on to something that's going to burn me up from the inside out. And I need your help to help me let go of it, because I can't do it on my own. I don't want to let go of this grudge. You know, sometimes we feel entitled. And we want to hold on to it. We want to nurse it. And so we need God's help to open our hands and say, you know what, the only way I'm going to heal is to let go of this, but I can't do it on my own. And I need your power to help me begin again in this relationship.
We're talking about how we own a new normal when life has changed, when the sand underneath us has shifted. We're talking with Leanna Tankersley today at SOS Radio. You wrote a book called Always We Begin Again, Leanna. And, you know, a new normal is like a situation that requires us to flex or sort of pivot of our expectations. And we just think like, okay, I'm moving forward, leaving the past behind. But sometimes when we're walking forward, we do have some wounds that we're carrying. And that's okay, because they do make us stronger and they do make us better. But it's something that we have to deal with.
It's hard, absolutely. And new normals, you know, even if it's something we want, like, oh, we just had a new baby, or we just got married, or we just went off to college, or we just stepped into retirement, let's say, even if it's like a positive, a new normal, any kind of change, loss comes with it, and an adjustment period comes with it, and being a beginner. And so sometimes I think we get stuck in these new places because we think, oh, God, this was supposed to be all roses, but here I am. And this new beginning, is this new normal, is bringing up stuff in me. Oh God, my fear of how this could go, or my anxiety about something. And so what we realize quickly is that, and what I've realized, is these new normals, they put us back into a place of being a beginner. And our culture like celebrates experts. And really what you're trying to do is everything possible to avoid having to be a beginner, because a beginner has to try and fail, has to learn the hard way. And so much of life, more than we want to admit, is being a beginner. And all we want to do is get to that expert status, because then we will have arrived, then we'll know what to do, and then we won't struggle anymore. And so I think when we face these new seasons and these new times in life, when we start to feel vulnerable or we start to feel exposed, it's because we're a beginner. And no one wants to be a beginner. You know, I only want to do things in my life that I'm really great at.
Yeah.
And it's hard when we're stumbling and fumbling, right? But this is a part of life. And so we can extend more grace to ourselves, and we can accept more grace from Christ and help from others, which we often need, when we can accept the fact that, yeah, I'm back at being a beginner and I don't have to love it, but here I am. And so what do I need to navigate this season?
Yeah, Leanna, you talk about a concept in your book called trending, really about sharing the importance of repetition and returning to the work, especially working with our hands.
Yes. And, you know, I think when we get anxious and we get afraid and we want to fast forward out of where we are right now, repetition becomes the thing we want to avoid. I don't have time to stop and wash the dishes. I don't have time to stop and make a meal. I don't have time to work out in the yard. And actually, those are the things, especially when we feel far away from ourselves and ungrounded and where is God, tending to the small and large things around us can bring us back into our own bodies, can help relieve us of anxiety. It's actually proven that working with our hands wards off depression and anxiety. And so think about how you could tend something around you and care in a small way for your environment. You know, clear off the counter and start chopping vegetables or something. You know, I always say, okay, Leanna, if you don't know what to do, just make soup. And even if I don't want to eat the soup, just the practice of sitting down and chopping all the vegetables and all the potatoes and everything that's going to go into the soup, it starts to calm you down. And so find something you can tend, you know, some plants, the weeds in the garden, change the oil in your car, paint something, write something, chop something. This helps us, these small acts of tending, help us tolerate these big feelings that we feel when we're trying to begin again.
That's good. We're talking to Leanna Tankersley today at SOS Radio. She has a new book. It's called Always We Begin Again. It's about stepping into the next new moment. Thanks for checking in with us today.
Thanks so much for having me, Scott. It's been awesome.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast.
Tell a friend and connect.
SOSradio.net.